Beit in the Parsha of Yaakov and the Shvatim, you have the Maisa with Yisachar. A very strange Maisa. It says, Ve'elch Reuven makes Tzirchitim into the Doim. So Reuven found the Doim and he brought him to Leah. Va'tomer Rochel Leah tnino li mi dudei b'neich. Va'tomer Lamad kachtich as ishi v'lakas kam tzidoi b'ni. Va'tomer Rochel chen yishkevi mochalayel tazoi b'ni. So a very strange oifen. Yisachar has a maila of the Shvatim. Yisachar is the one who's the Yoshev Baholim of the Shvatim. The Amura Torah between the Shvatim is Yisachar. And episodes later is a very strange oifen of whole parasha with the Dodoyim. What's stranger with the parasha is that how the Hashgacha almost looped it back so that it came back where it started from. I mean, had the Reuven found the doyim, which he brought to his mother, to Leah, and which she hoped would help her have more children. And then Rachel wanted to take it, so now Leah asked to be seicher the bidudoy bni, and that's where she had Yisachar. So it says, why didn't it just work with the dudoyim? It seems as if the dudoyim, it was a two-stage. First, he found the doyim, which should have helped her have another shevet, and then she had to sell those doyim and give it back to Rachel, and then be seicher the baal, and then have the children. So the doyim worked, but it worked by looping over twice. The doyim was a chetimtza for selling that evening, and b'meila she had Yisachar. It seems almost the hachpol of the maisa. I mean, why didn't just the dodoim help, and that's it? If the hashkacha was, you need the dodoim, let it work through the dodoim. You find other nafkaminas between Avram Yitzchok mitzad echad and Yaakov mitzad sheni. L'moshel, as far as the Ashirus went, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevarach Avram with tremendous Ashirus. Yitzchok, it doesn't quite say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevarach Ashirus. He had the Ashirus from Avram, but it says Vayizra Bashanahi Vayimtza Meyasharim, that there was a bracha 100 times of what he put in, which is also Kol Kula. It's a bracha min Hashemayim. In Yaakov, the whole Yaakov is a muchinish where he works overly hard for the schar that he's getting. I mean, he works for Rachel and Leah tremendously, and I mean, he has to work for the b'chayra. He has to give up something to get the b'chayra. For Rachel and Leah, he has to work tremendously hard and get it. For the money that he has afterwards for the sheep, he has to work hard and get it. Yaakov is the one that everything comes either through Omol Navaida or through Schar. Everything comes through a mahalach of paying for it. From the Bechira, through his the Mois, down to the money that he had, the tzayna that he got, the schad that he got from Lavan, was all with a mahalach of payment. Strange, why is he different than the other ones? The Chur, it seemed in Yanim, of money and wealth, Kadosh Baruch Hu just seemed to bless the Avos with tremendous Ashiras. Yaakov's different than Avram and Yitzchak. A third nekuda of difference between the bris that Yaakov was cursed with Lavan versus the bris that Avram and Yitzchak cursed with the Melech. All three of them were cursed a bris with people that were their enemies, that they had some sort of scuffling with. By Avraham Avinu, it doesn't really say the teichin of the bris. It just says, it's understood from the context of the parasha that they had a scuffle, and then he told him, "Vayichasu bris b'veshava," meaning that they would not harm each other. Vate shavali. He started out by saying, "Vati shavali belakim heino imtishka lila nina lenechti kacheset." Well, you won't do anything wrong to them. By Yitzchak, it says the same type of bris. By Yitzchak, it says that the bris is a bris of. By Yitzchak, it's a bris where he said, "If you'll do me any ra," and it says they made a bris that if you'll not. What's the lesson here? Im Tasi Monu Roa, Kashalina Ganucho, Kashasino Imcho, Raktoiv, Shalecho Bisholem, Ata Ata Bruchashem. So it was also was a bris that they not harm him. Both of them were bris that they wouldn't do anything wrong to them. In Yaakov, the bris takes on an added dimension. He says, he told him, V'ata Lecho Nichros of bris, Ani V'ata V'la'ed B'ni V'necho, and va'ed hagala ze ve'ed ha'matzeva im oni lo ever lechas hagala ze v'im ato le'savah lechas hagala ze v'samatzeva zeis l'ro. In other words, the teichin of the krisis bris was that there were two separate mekaymis. There was a boundary between the two, and Yaakov would not go over the bridge, the boundary for love, and the love would not go over the boundary to him, except for pragmatia, Rashi says. But it was not a bris on harming and not harming. It was be'etzem ha'avdolah that there would be a boundary between Yaakov and Lavan, and the two would never cross each other over for anything whatsoever. That was the etzem. It's strange. I mean, it's a much sharper chur. The matter of the bris was to make sure safety. So Avraham and Yitzchak, the bris was on not harming each other. They promised, they swore, they put down simonim, they wouldn't harm each other. In Yaakov already and Lavan, you find that the simona, that they put down a boundary, they wouldn't cross over the boundary anymore. There'd be a half dollar between the two. And it needs to be understood what the difference is, what the chiluk is. One more inyan you find about Yaakov being a b'chir shabavis. It says that the malachim oilim v'yardim, so the Medrash says that when they would go up and they would see the t'mus t'yukne shel Yaakov Avinu, because it's Chakuk and the Kisei HaKavod, and they would go down and they would see again Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's demus was, the Must Yuknoi was Chakuk Lamala, and the Lamala was Kein the Lamata, and that's why the Malachim were baffled. They couldn't understand how could it be. We were just Lamala and we saw Yaakov, and we were Lamata and we saw Yaakov. How you talking that it's one and the same? The Gemara also says that the demus Yukna of Yaakov was daimer to Adam, and the Must Yukna of Adam was kav yachol daimer to Betzalel Malikim. That means of the others, Yaakov was much more daimer. Yaakov was the tsuris Adam, that's kidmus alikim, that's daimer to alikim. Avraham and Yitzchak were also very big. Where in Yaakov, what's the yichud of Yaakov that the Must Yukna of Lamata is daimer to the Must Yukna of Lamala? So let's try to understand the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, when he speaks of the inyan of Bechir and Avoida. So the Pashta, I mean, everyone always explains Bechir in as an inyan of it makes it possible to give schar for the Avoida. That's one possibility. The second possibility is that it makes it hard for a person to do the right thing, and therefore you give him schar for mitzar. Another possibility is that nobody likes to take things he doesn't deserve. All sorts of, there are different ifanim of explaining bechira within the context of a ribuy of schar, a tainuk of schar. That bechira makes getting schar a lot more pleasant, interesting, and so on. The Ramchal says a much deeper knetch, and he says the tachlis of the bria was to be meitiv, but the oifin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the bria was that it should be a kidmus, b'tzalmeinu kidmusenu, that there would be al yoinim tachtoinim would be nishtave, and there would be a bria tachtoina ke'ena bria al yoinim. That was the oifin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the bria to be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would create al yoinim lamala and al yoinim betachtoinim, and that would be tzura sodom. The core description of the bria of al yoinim, and by extension, it's kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmoi kaviyachol, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmoi is a mechuyev ametzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar atzmoi, his existence is innate to himself, Kaviyochel. And there isn't, it's not shaykh to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lu Yitzur HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not exist. It doesn't, that Lu Yitzur doesn't exist. Adam certainly does exist. There was a Bria before a Bria. But in as much as possible, if you want Suras Adam to be Doim Etol Yoinim, so it has to be Doim Etol Yoinim in this Prat. It means that any Avoda that Adam does has to come from his self, as opposed to being pasted upon him from something lamaila than him. When a person does something, and it's prompted by something on the outside, it's motivated by something on the outside. In any way whatsoever, it's put on from the outside. So it's not, forget about all the chasreinus that a person not so happy with it and a person not so this and that. It doesn't carry tsuras adam because it's not coming from the person himself. It's not intrinsic to the person, but it's something extrinsic that was pasted on, that was pegged on. That's the tsura of avoda that comes without bechira. Avoda bechira means, the Lashon HaMechal is, that the person is an adain and the ma'isim mitzar atzmai. The ma'isa, the Torah that he did, or the ma'isa avoda, or the ma'isa chesed, or the ma'isa tzedakah, or the ma'isa mitzvah that the person did, he did it within himself. And b'meila, it becomes something that is, that the person has existence by virtue of himself. Just like a person who's dependent. The Gemara says, you know, there's gadol v'samach al shulchan aviv, is called a katan. A person who's dependent on someone else for his chiyus doesn't really have his own existence. It's negeh for a kinyan, for yad, l'mashal. There's a certain kinyanim, family members that are dependent on the other family, they don't have their own kinyanim because all their existence is a tlus in the existence of whoever's supporting them, and so on. So b'meila, you don't have a person who's a bria mitzar atzmoy, and is a bailam and is maisim toivim mitzar atzmoy, as long as you have the setup of a chesed type of relationship. As long as it's a chesed type relationship, it's not there. Once it becomes an inyan of mishpat, once it becomes an inyan where a person can earn his way, so then when you earn it, it's the pshat, it's yours. The word yours comes into existence that didn't exist before in chesed. In chesed, there is no such thing as yours, as mine. It's chesed, I'm hitting off someone else. The inyan of mine, of becoming something that's part of me and is mine, that's only shayich when there's a malach of mishpat. That's what creates that system, and then it becomes a chelik of the person himself. This mahalach in a macro oifin, in a global way, is Chazal say, the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, it says, Hani chof vav hoidu keneged mi amram. In Tilum you have what's called Halah Gadol. There are 26. There are 26 Haidus. That we the parrot that we say on Shabbos, and Haidu Kel Shemayim, the Haidu Kel Chastayim, Ladeni Adoyim, the whole Haidus there. So the Gemara says Keneged Chof of Doiris, Shehaya Olam Noyek Bechesed Ad Shenit and Torah. There are 26 Doiris from Adam until Moshe Rabbeinu, when the world didn't have a reason to exist, and b'meila, they all got chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are 26 different imris of chesed to cover each one of those dairies. This haste, the mokum in the Bria, where the Bria changed from anhag of chesed to anhag of mishpat, is Matan Torah. And it's not the pshat that there were no mitzvahs before Matan Torah. Certainly there were mitzvahs before Matan Torah. The Ovis, like the Rambam says, the Ovis did wonderful mitzvahs, and the Torah can't say enough nice things about the Ovis, how well and how much chesed and wonderful things they did. But the difference is, unless you have a mahalach of mishpat, we learned in halacha, we learned in Gemara, that if there's no psikas char, then a kinyan doesn't work. If lamashal, if a person takes an object and he makes mishicha on it, and a price hasn't been set clearly, or there is no clear market price, that mishicha is not a kinyan. You need a psikas domim to be koveya kinyan on a chayfetz. Like nokvas chorcha, that you need, in order for something to come mind, there has to be an existing system of tit for a tat, A for a B. Before Torah was given to the Bria, certainly there was an inyan of doing right, doing good, and so on and so forth. But all that whole inyan was a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hagufa. I like people who do mishpat, I like yedativ, lemana sheyetzaves, bonav, and so on. Fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes these type of people, and if he likes them, he rewards them. But you can't say mitzad the person that he earned. If there is no list of what you get paid for what, if there's no market value for A being mechayev a certain amount and B being mechayev a certain amount and C being mechayev a certain amount, then there's still no musig of having a kinyan of owning something, of something being yours. So you have the until Torah was given in the Bria, everything was lefnim mishuras hadin mitzat people and chesed mitzat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once Torah was given the Bria, there was now a metzias of chiyuvim and le'umas of schar. For the first time we have schar. We have imbuchu koise telechu, I'll do this and this. Vayim shomoya tishmon, I'll do this and this. And if not, this will happen. Vim loy, this will happen. You have a metzias in the Bria where the word chiyuv comes into the Bria. It's not only chastei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lefnim mishuras hadin of Adam. It becomes mishpatei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it becomes avodah and schar. The word avodah and the word schar come into being as far as Ma'aseh Adam go. So the chiddush of Matan Torah in the Bria in this area is that everything that we said before in the Ramchal, that the idea of Bechira is that a person, schar, be earned, because that's the only time when the word his or mine becomes apropos, is only true from Matan Torah onwards. Before Matan Torah, it was Lifnei Mishuras, it was Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. Eina Mitzvah Vaisa is not Mechayev anything. And therefore what you're getting is still Chesed. That is the mahalach as in a global way as far as Torah, the Torah before Torah, the after Torah. I mean, it doesn't take much to understand that 26 is the gematria of Yudkei Vavkei. That's the Shem Yudkei Vavkei is always. I mean, 26 is the most significant gematria. 26 is the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. This says Akadosh Baruch Hu, in as much as he's a mahaves abriya, that had to last for 26 Torahs. After 26 days, Adam, to some degree, kaviyochel, became a mahaves atzmoi. Until 26 days, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that the world has existence. After the 26 days, then the world kaviyochel can be mahaves atzmoi. The Futner writes, tremendous horror, that the it says the vav it's totally because it waited for the sixth for the vav seven to become the world was a tnai for vav seven to be kabbalatay good, if not achzirei l'toy v'avoyu. So he writes, I use it in different ways, but that's a horror, it's a very, very shein horror, that in my sabracious, itaka wasn't a sinner. It was taka olam chesed yibane, it was pure chesed. It was beginning of 26 days that there would be a kule chesed. But the 26th day was a tnai in the original my sabracious. And if you would accept it, then lemafreya, everything is mitla tol in that tnai, and even the chelik of bria that we look on as pure chesed, as not being earned or self-made, also becomes l'mafreya self-made. The whole Maisa Chesed was a t'nai, like l'moshel, if I give a person a bonus, but I make a t'nai that at some later point, I'm going to get back something from the person for it. So the t'nai itself becomes, it's mafkia, the Shem Chesed, l'mafreya. Once there was Matan Torah, the Shem Chesed became mufka l'mafreya, and it became a tzura of Mishpat, where the later Avayda was Mizak in the beginning. That's a side horror. It's his horror, but it's a very shame horror. I could put it, Nachson your name. In the Mahalach of the Ovis, before Torah was given to Klai Yisrael, the place of the Ovis, Yaakov, the Mokum of Yaakov is Torah. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak's Avoida, he was Nikrav, is Afreid Sovo, the Mokum is Beach, Murach Mokum is Beach, he was Nahar Moria. The Metzias of Yitzchak is Avoida, so it says, that's what I'm saying, somewhere. And the Metzias of Yaakov is Torah. Mayrosha Kehilas Yaakov, Torah is called Mayrosha Kehilas Yaakov, it's a Yerusha Tekilas Yaakov. This haste, all the others, each one prepared a different sieve. A different pathway for Avodah of Klal Yisrael. Avram prepared Chesed, Yitzchak prepared Avodah. Yaakov was the one that prepared a Mokum for Torah. So even though Torah itself was not given until Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Mahalach of Yaakov had to mimic to some degree, and had to parallel that Dargah of the Oifen of Torah. It's like this. The difference, the major difference between Torah and other Inyanim Avodah was, the other Inyanim, especially Chesed, was that Torah meant the transfer, that the world would become an Olam of Mishpat. And therefore, the other Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slathered on them Hatava. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just gave mounds of Hatava. And that fits with Chesed. Chesed has no reason, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him just a lot. The Yitzchak Avoida already comes with a certain amount of a certain amount of tefillah for something, a certain something called Avoida. But the shefa that a person gets out of tefillah is far beyond what he's mispalel for. Harchev pichav amaleihu. There's a, so the Malach of Yitzchak was, he, for what he did, he got back Me'ashar. Yaakov Avinu's daga was Adarabah. That everything Yaakov Avinu was to get, everything Yaakov Avinu was to own or to have, would be kol kulay his own yegiyah. It would kol kulay be what he did and what he accomplished. It wouldn't pour down in Hashemayim. So Adarabah, Yaakov Avinu went through, everything he did was the hardest way possible. His return on his investment, so to speak, was the lowest because it had to be kolkuli his. There couldn't be a mokum suffik that he's getting a drop more than he deserves. So adrabe, he works under extraordinary tnoyim for Lavan. And he overworks to Lavan to get Rachel and Leah and the Nechassim, because Adarabba, his darga is a darga of taking only things that are there be a gear. In the Mahalach of Mishpat, you get what you worked for. In Adarabba, it's the godless of Adam, it's the godless of Tzuris Adam that everything he has is me'atzmoy. Nothing was given to him. Everything he did, he worked hard and earned for it. I mean, the etzem hagasha, the etzem feeling of sipuk that a person has, that he works for what he has, and everything he has, he had to work for. It is a good hagasha, except that a person should use it first for ruchnis tikkunyanim and only second, given the choice between earning his gashmis tikkunyanim and being zeich on someone else's ruchnis tikkunyanim. Or earning his ruchnis kinyanim and being zeichus of his gashmis kinyanim, a person should definitely choose the latter. But the etzem hargosha that a person wants, that everything a person is his, that hargosha is the yisayid of mishpat and the yisayid of that malach of avodah, and it's a good hargosha. L'mashal, Lavan told him when they made a separation, so Lavan said, okay, what can I give you? He said, okay, he said, you know, I want to be nice to you, I'll give you. So the Loshni told him is Vayeme mo etin lecha. What should I give you? Vayeme Yaakov leititen lima uma. You are not giving me anything. The mahalach of Yaakov was, if there's any lifnum shows that didn't, what do you mean you're giving me? These are mine. You can't give me something that's mine. It says Arami Oved Avi. You know, we start with Lavan as being the worst, the Iker of Yaakov Avinu, as opposed to Esav. Esav wanted to kill him outright. I mean, Lavan, when the matzav got a little hard, so he was tempted maybe to kill him. But I mean, Esav was without any ifs, ands, and buts. Esav was out to kill him. I mean, why is Arami Oved Avi? The Teretz is because the Hafka of Yaakov doesn't lie in killing Yaakov. Dafkon Yaakov lies when he told him that Habonim Bonai, Vabonis Bnoisai, Vechola Shecholi, that is the Hafka of Yaakov. When he comes along and tells him, you know, whatever you have is really mine, but I'm a nice guy and I'm letting you take it. Don't feel bad, just go ahead and use it. That's a Hafka of the Mid of Yaakov Be'etzim. The Mid of Yaakov is that Tzuris Adam is that a person earns everything, that everything comes with ishtadlus and yegiya and with kinyan. And when Lavan comes and he says, mo etein lecha, and habonim bonai, v'habonetz benoisai, v'cholach cholihu, that is the place we wanted to be oike Yaakov lehedya. We wanted to be oike the sheirish of having, of that malach of mishpat. The demus of Yaakov Avinu, that's Chokuk and Kisi Yaakovit. The demus of Yaakov, that's Lamad, the reason why the Tzuras, Niflos, the Tzuras Adam is Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. And like Ramchal says, what's the deepest way possible? What's the most cherished way possible that something could be Doime to the demus of Elyonim? So Ramchal says, the demus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim, like we've seen a few times over in the Rambam, if you're trying to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the most basic of definitions, the most basic definition is a metzius muchrachas, something that its existence is muchrach mitzad atzmoy and not granted by anything else. When the Rambam speaks about the basic definition of trying to visualize the basic definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael HaTorah, the Rambam says, if you were to remove HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, nothing else would exist, and if you were to move everything else, nothing would change kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The etzem distinction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the other Briyas are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is innate to himself. He exists because he exists, and nothing else granted that existence. And Adam, obviously, the start is always Olam Chesed Yibana. The start is Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehitiv. But the Tzuras Adam can get that darga where whatever he has is because he earned it, because he got it from himself. He didn't get it from someplace else. So the demus of Yaakov Avinu, that's chokuk lemalo, the shufra of Yaakov, that's kein shufra the Adam, that's kein shufra kaviyoch v'akadosh baruch hu, tzalmei kuseinu, is dafke Yaakov. In Avram's mahalach of chesed, so that's not tzuras Adam v'etzim. It's a wonderful midah, it's a tremendous, it's an akuda. But the shufra of Adam, the yoifi of Adam, the special tzuras Adam is that Adam is me'atzmoy, and that was Yaakov Avinu Dafka. That's why you have in the parasha of Yisachar, it's such a modern parasha. And we asked, I mean, Lamaisa, this is, well, first maybe let's go back to the bris that Avram made with Lavan. The There's a word here from the Sayyid Yasharim. It's a very deep word, but let's try to explain maybe what he means. He says that the Havdalah between Yisrael La'amim and Oyer and Choshech is one and the same. And he says the Etzem Nafkemina is because the Umas Ha'olam want Hatava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they want. They don't want it ever to be Atzmius. Klal Yisrael was Nisbadl from Umas Ha'olam at Matan Torah. So the difference between in Matan Torah, the Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam was, there are Chassidei Umas Ha'olam, but they're called Chassidim. There are no tzaddiki Umas Ha'olam, they're the Chassidei Umas Ha'olam. Because whatever they do is, it's extra. It's Lifnei Mishur HaSadin. There is no mahalach of Mishpat simply because they didn't get Torah. If the rules and regulations never apply to them, so they don't have a mahalach to do it b'toris mishpat. Whatever they do is chesed, and there's lifnei mishur hadin. The Klal Yisrael was this battle from Umas Ha'olam in this nekuda, that Umas Ha'olam never have the chance to get back Tzuras Adam, except of the Magai, obviously, but they don't have a chance to get Tzuras Adam of the Shufra of Adam Arishan, that He's a person that can be oived me atzmi, that he can earn his way. Klal Yisrael is and he, so he says that goof is the Havdalah between Oyer and Choshech. That a Choshech, a person is the metzias of Choshech is that a person is samach on someone else. An Iver Rachmanatzan is always samach on a cane, a dog, another person. The metzias of Choshech is where a person is not an independent person. The metzias of Oyer is where a person gains his own independence. So he says that Havdalah was created over here between Yaakov and Lavan. The first two brises of Avraham and Yitzchak were brises for safety, the security pacts. So beside, so the Teichnet bris was, you don't harm me. The first krisis of Havdalah between Umas Ha'olam and Klal Yisrael was shayach only with Yaakov because he had the shayach of Torah. The va'avdel eschem is a havdalah in Torah primarily. Asher bracha b'nu kol ha'amim v'nosel anas teirosei, the time when we make a bracha on the yichud of Klal Yisrael is by Torah. And b'meila the metzias of Torah is something that the Havdalah between Umas Ha'olam and Klal Yisrael is in the Shayash itself. And that's why the Havdalah they made with Lavan wasn't just a Havdalah that, you're not going to harm me, I'm not going to harm you. The Havdalah was a Havdalah of Atzmius Mitzad. Lavan and Yaakov have two separate Mekoymis. There's a Mokom that Shayach to Yaakov and a Mokom Shayach to Lavan. And pragmatia you can do. But the Etzem Bris is, you stay on your side, and I stay on my side. It became two sides of the world. The Yisachar is of the Shvatim. Yisachar is the ones that sat and learned. They were our Amalei Torah. So in their Bria itself, all the other Shvatim were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayishma, Vayar, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw her on you, he had Rachmanis on her and he gave her Reuven and Shem Levi. Yehuda was even more than she deserved. That was all of them, those were given ones, and each Shevet with his own Midah, was a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Shevet of Torah, in the Shevet of Limud, it had to be Schar Ticha. It had to be earned, because in the Sheirish of Torah is that it's the chelik of the Bria that turns the Bria from Chesed into Mishpat. And so if she would have just gotten to the Doyim and ate it, and that's why she would have had another child. So it's vayta, it's a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin the Doyim. It says he was careful that it wasn't Gezel. But that means that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would have gone into the same. Fakert. What she had to do here was she had to take the doyim, which were hers, given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now she had to buy and be Seicha Yaakov Avinu to get Yisachar. So the pshat is there is a, it in his very sheirish of his bria, in his very sheirish of Metzias, the shevet of Torah was a shevet that was his, that was intrinsic to him, and it wasn't a matana. In as much as it's shayach by Adam, if you trace everything back, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in as much as it's shayach to Adam, it's all his mitzias. It's all part of it's his own doing. He's a self-made man, Yisachar. And Adrabe, Yisachar's womb became Echet Timtze, where it's shayach that it Torah. It's shayach to be seicher Torah because that's the mitzvah of Torah. It's something where if you give of yourself, it can become part of yourself. That's the mitzvah of Yisachar. Nitzinu lemeidim that in the mila, in other words, the mila of Torah is always measured in yigiyah b'Torah. It is much work as a person puts in. So on one oifin, it's understood as being the chshivas of Torah, that it needs yigiyah, whereas other things don't need yigiyah. It's on one way it's understood the sacrifice the person has to, how hard Torah is, how difficult, how much above a person it is. That's why it needs yigiyah. All of these inyanim are correct inyanim, obviously. Torah is difficult to be koina. It's because it's rechove miri'aretz and haruka miri'aretz and rechove miri'yam and so on. All of those inyanim are true inyanim about why Torah needs yigiyah. But in the sheirish inyan, Torah needs yigiyah because that's the mitzias of Torah. Torah is where the bria changed. Torah as a klal is where the bria changed from being gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the biggest gift of all, like the Rambam says, giving tzedakah, the biggest tzedakah you can do is give a person a job so he can earn his own way. The biggest ches of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to give Torah because Torah allows a person to earn his own way. It allows a person to make his own kinyonim, it allows a person to make his own ishtadlus, his own yegiah, and to have something. And in nowhere is the mitzias of Torah delay, it's called, because a person with yigiyah can be kind of something in Torah. It's both ways. When a person who has tremendous kishronis and things just fly in easily and quickly, a person has to understand that until he hasn't racked his brain, until he hasn't put in time working hard, in whatever, even whether it's chazering and knowing it better, whether it's saying Torah, whether it's hamok and havana, getting something clear. Until a person hasn't been amal, then a person hasn't really connected to Torah kifi what it is. As long as it's the dudoyim that he finds in the sada, it's not Yisachar. On the other hand, for a person that it goes harder a little bit, that he has to really work for every single letter that he knows, a person has to understand that somewhere he has the ability, by him, every piece of Torah that he has, every piece of Torah that a person possesses, is delay. He's maybe forced to do it, and there are times when he'd much prefer to have a shortcut or to have it come easy or whatever. But if the person knows, fakert, the mile of Torah lays in his working for it. Because that's the atzmis of Torah. Everything that something that took a person a day to learn. I mean, there's recently a new sefer came out on Chazon Ish, and again, nobody. It's never been clear how. I mean, Chazon Ish. I mean, I don't know, people always say that he had weaker shoinus. Certainly didn't have weaker shoinus, but his amelus was extraordinary. And I mean, there were two descriptions I saw. It just came out recently. Big Talmid Chachamim gave over their different accounts of how to learn to Chazon Ish. And he would sometimes spend 15, 16 hours a day going over an Amud, simply going through the Shakra Tayyar Gemara Shei Tosfos, again and again and again and again, patiently and slowly, word for word. So what did Tosfos ask? What was not Shreya without Tosfos, and what Shreya with Tosfos? Somebody writes, a first-hand account, Rashiv in Ashtod writes that he would... He said the Chazon Ish made a kvias with him. He would learn through the whole Gemara and would have him go through the whole Shakra Tayyar. Then they would learn the first Kasha of Tosfos and go through the whole Gemara with the Kasha of Tosfos. they'd learn the Teretz of Taisvis and go through all the Gemara with the Teretz of Taisvis. And again, every single line of Taisvis they have to redo the whole Gemara to get the feel of where Taisvis is coming from. The Metzias of Yegiya and Torah, the fact that the person begins to feel that his the hard work that a person has to put in makes a delay. It makes Torah something that's in his, that he's asking the kasha, the he's answering the teretz, he's being mayor. The more, the harder a person has to work for it means it takes him much longer to get to the first step. But when he gets to the first step, he's gone a long way. Because if it came through Yegiya, then it means that the person is kind of every single thing that he has there. And in Torah, lafuki other in yonim, it's not, the question is not how much the person has. The mifchin is how much the person has that's his. And by Yaakov Avinu's proportion, the fact that you cannot attribute any extras to an excess of kishrin or an excess of privilege, upbringing, or whatever it is, if every single, the harder everything came to him, the more it is his. And in Torah, fakert Arab, the lafuke of Rome and Yitzchak, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu poured in Yonim on them, by Yaakov Avinu, he had to work in the hardest way possible, so that every single thing and every single prat that he had was kol kuloi the delay. Shabbos.